about 2 or 3 years ago. She was widely known, well, I would say all over the state. Her name was Sadie Weir. Well, she, you know, maiden name was Sadie Hunter. They were well-educated people. They were hunters. He educated his children. We sent them all to Fisk. One of his sons was principal here in Brooksville. He was my principal. His name was Julius Hunter. Right. And it was a good school.
How many students did they have?
Oh, they had a lot of students. They have had as many as, 300 or 400 students attending that school.
Now, how many would have stayed there?
Now, I don't know that. I mean, the record doesn't show how many stayed there. But I have a record of the graduating classes, and I have a record of the school. I got a picture of the school. I have right in this box right here.
Now, how did these students pay for their education?
Well, the parents, you know, paid, and then they had a work program, you know, that you would work, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, do tours. I mean,
What were some of the rules? Did they have standards of conduct or uniforms and things like that?
Oh, yes. They were. He was a very strict administrator. Professor Hunter was. He was a very strict administrator. And the children had to behave themselves there. And the parents trusted him, you know, by sending their children to that school. Once upon a time, it was a very, very good school.
Now, how long was that school in operation?
Oh, ma'am, until I believe that school was in operation in till the early 60s, 1960s.
Really?
Yes, I believe so.
Why did they cease operation?
Because of the finances.
Oh.
The county took over the school.
Okay.
Because, you know, they had some financial difficulty.